But not from a place that sees the sun. Since it sees the sun, that's called a good bud. From that part of the tree, you can't pull off the buds. Shenema, the pasuk says in Devarim, "Umimeget tfuah shemesh." The mashma, the tfuah that's in front of the sun, is very sweet, very good. Therefore, these fruits, what's in front of the sun, is too good. The owner is too good to the owner. You have the right to take it away. Now, another tikkun was, if you have a new well, so the people in the city are allowed to use the water of the well. Omar Rabba Bar Rafuna. But you have to pay money. And what I was talking about now is owned privately. Still, you're allowed to take water from it, but you have to pay the owner the money for the water. But the Gemara says, we don't pass like that. That was not part of the tikkun. The tikkun was, you could take it free, you don't have to pay for the water. Umachkin v'yom shotveria. You're allowed to go fishing in the Yam of Tveria. But Obavat providing, Shulayifrois Kela, you can't put this, you save this like beans in the water, the Yam and the Sasvina, that will stop the ships from going through. But you're allowed to use traps and nets that you're allowed to use to go fishing in the Yam of Tveria. Now, Tana Rabbanu will learn like this, that Burishain at the beginning, his Nushvatim Zem Zeh, Shulayifrois Kliya, the Yam and the Sasvina. At the beginning of the Shvat Tumen HaTakona, that you're not allowed to put this clear type of like pegs in the water that will stop the ships from going through. But you're allowed to use nets and traps to catch the fish that you're allowed to. Tana Rabbanan, learn the price like this. Yom HaShel Tveria. This Yom of Tveria, Pechelko Shal Naftali Hoysa. Really, it was in the Chelik of Naftali, it was like private property, it belonged to Naftali. Still, you're allowed to go fishing there. Not only that, he also took one string of land on the south side.
In other words, this molei chevel chorim means like a string worth of dry land on the south side.
To be mekayim what the pasuk says, yom v'dorim Yerusha. That Yerusha was both on the yam, the yom on the west, and dorim on the south side. Tanya, we learned Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Tolushin Shebahorin Becheskas Kol Ashvatim Heinoimdim. What's Tolush, what's uprooted on top of the mountains, belongs to Kol Ashvatim. Any Sheb can come and take it. Rashi says, Kol Misha Yirtzayito, talking metaltly, Veshara Shlav on Makayach Heve, like it's just from the Goyim that we capture them, so it belongs to anybody. It doesn't belong to that Sheb. It belongs to any Jew can come and take it. But something that's attached to the land, then Becheska Soysa Shevet. If it's attached to the land, then it's Becheska, that Shevet has a right to keep it. Like after the Chalukah of Eretz Yisrael, what's in your property, if something is growing in that land, it belongs to you. If you have a good pomegranate tree there, it belongs to you. Something that's Mechuba Tekakia belongs to this Shevet, so other Shvatim can't come and take it away from you. And you should know, the Ein Lecho called Shevet for Shevet in Israel. There was no Shevet in Klal Yisrael. Shein Loi Bahar of Ashrel of Anegev, Uvomek. They all had all different type of parts in their property, in their lands. They had mountains, they had Shrela, low land, Negev, the south, and Vemek, and the valley. They had all types. Shenem, the Pesach says, Tenu Usu Lachem, Ubo Har Amori, V'yakol Shechena Barova, Bahar of Ashrel of Anegev, V'choyf Hayam. So Mashm, all over, all the lands had like this. And the chena to moisef anything you lost a find the knanim or the prism of amoroyim shalifneim shenem it says in the baidam also the akol shechenov alma shechenov achihevi all the neighbors also had the same type of lands. They all had all these things, mountains and valleys and hills and lowlands also. Rashi says the chena to moisef beknani afal pi shekosav kan har hamori. Af Kananim a Prizi Kachoy, not only the Amori, but also the Kananim and the Prizi also have like this. Hoyulahem, the Yisrael Shiyoshu, and Chayasa that made Yerushia, Hoyulahem the Cholechot, Har Ushrein, Levenegev Yomit. Now Eretz, Sodus, the Bikoy, Shakarmia, the Chach Likros Negev, Shakol Shohi Neguv, it's always dry. Shain Shom Tsail, there's no shade from the trees. The Chamma Zarechos of Nagvosai. Is Negev mean dry land? They have dry land and there's no trees there, so the sun comes down and dries up the land. So all the Shvatim have these types, these different types. Now, another tekana was again the nifnin achuri hageder, that you're allowed to go to the basic kisei in the back of somebody's geder, in the back of somebody's wall. V'afilu b'soda shimlei karkim, even though you have a good field there, growing karkim, it's a saffron, still you're allowed to be nifna. Omer Rav Acher by Yaakov, lo nitzuch, you know what the chiddush over here is? El alitol haymenu tzurur, that you're allowed to take a stone out from the wall, that you have to wipe yourself. You're allowed to use the tzurur to wipe yourself. It's muta. Omer Rav Chisda, v'afilu b'shabbos, even on Shabbos, even though it's a shayla of muksa, v'mishum pekuv, v'mishum kovar abriyas, it's muta. Mazutra chasida shokil l'mahader. He took, and he put it back. He put it back into the wall. After he used it, wiped himself with it, he put it back. V'yomale l'shmai, he told to Hashamish, l'mocha, the girsur is, zil shirka, go clean it up. Drashi techiyu betit v'chavru yofa. I mean, go clean it up tomorrow and put it back into the wall good. Could be that was also part of the tekana. But you're allowed to do this even on Shabbos. Another tekana was the mahalchin b'shvilei harishus acheterid revia shniya, that you're allowed to walk through private property until the second rainfall. Amar Papa v'hu v'haydi dan afilu tal koshlo shno bayos. Rashi says haykaked dan our land afilu tal, even the dew. Rashi says, Yorah the leb alai la koshla drishis a regal, mimachrosa, it's bad. So kitzah, in our land, mustam we're, the papa says, mustam unbobbly meant to say, but yes, it's bad, and therefore you don't have to wait for a second rainfall, but right away it's bad to walk on our grounds. Or mesalkin litzidi hadrochim, that when you're walking through Rishis Rabbim, if it's crowded there, or the roads are bad, you're allowed to walk along the sides, the boundary of somebody's private property. If now you say this hadrochim, because there's pegs, in the derech, in the Rishus Rabbin. The Gemara says now, Shmuel, for Rav Yehuda, Hevi Shakli, V'ozli, B'yurcha. Shmuel and Rav Yehuda was both walking down the street. Hevi Mistali, Shmuel, Tzidi, Hadrochim. So Shmuel moved to the sides of the Drochim, like this Takona. The middle of the streets were crowded with the Chay, so it was bad, there were obstacles there, so he had a right to walk along the side. Omalei Rav Yehuda said, Tanoyin, Sheistna, Yeshua, Afilu, B'bovel. But the Chura Bavel, Yeshua made these takonas in Eretz Yisrael. Here we're talking about in Bavel. Who said he made these takonas in Bavel also? Omla, he said yes. Shani Yomer, I say, Afilo b'chutz l'oretz. Yeshua made these takonas apply even to chutz l'oretz. He will have a yeshuv of Yidin living together that they had in Bavel. So therefore, the yeshuv has to apply to these 10 takonas. Afilo b'chutz l'oretz. Now, Rebbe v'Rebbe Chia have a shakli v'azli b'yurcha. Rebbe and Chiva walking down the street. Istalkul etzidi adrochim. Again, those obstacles in the road. So they went on the side along the private path, along the boundary of somebody's field. Have come asayu v'yozer Rebbe Yehuda ben Knusya kamayu. Rebbe Yehuda ben Knusya, he was walking down, hopping down the middle of the street. Even though there was a little bit of obstacles there, he didn't care. He didn't want to walk along the boundary of somebody's field, but rather he was still makvid to walk along the Rishus Rabbin. So, Omer le Rebbe le Rabbi Chiya. So Rebbe said to Rabbi Chiya, Mi uze, who's this person here? Shemara gedula b'feneinu. He's like showing off in front of us, as if to say, hey, you're walking on the boundaries of somebody's field, what for? Walk better like me in the middle of Rishus Rabbin. You're like showing off to me. So Omer le, he said back to Omer le Rabbi Chiya, Shmo Reb Yudah ben Kenusia. You should know this person's name is Reb Yudah ben Kenusia. Talmidehu. He's a big Talmud. He's a Talmud. And v'chol ma'aseh l'shem shemayim. And for sure, whatever he's doing, is doing l'shem shemayim. He's not doing to show off right now, but Avad is only doing it l'shem shemayim. So kimat l'gabay, when they went to him, chazi he saw him. Omula, he said to him, you should know, ilav Yehuda ben Kenusia. If not, the Gyor Yehuda ben Kenusia, the Talmud Chacham, is gazatino l'shekecha, I would have cut off like your thigh, the gizra de parzla, with a metal knife. That's what he would have done to him. Now, as I said, he thought he was like being a balgaivinek in front of him. That's a terrible thing. Or Rashi says what it really means is he would have put him kleima benidui. He would have put him into nidui. But now that he heard he's doing l'shem shemayim, he's not doing it to show off, but that's what he's doing l'shem shemayim. Mitzam was easier for him to walk that way. He wanted to go faster. He had his reasons why he wanted to go that way. Therefore, he left him alone. Then another tekana was that hatoya ben hakromim, if somebody gets lost in a vine field, is mafsig v'yorid, he has the right to cut down the vines to go up, to go down, and mafsig v'yorid, he can cut down the vines, the branches, to go up. Tanu Rabbanim, learn like this. Haroya chaveroi toya ben akromim. If you see your friend now is lost in the middle of a vine field, it's very hard, there's big vines growing up, the guy's lost, he doesn't know where he's going. So mafsig v'yerla, you could like cut down the vines to let him go upwards, and mafsig v'yerla, cut down the vines to let him go downwards. Like you could clear the way for him, let him go. Rashi learns mafsig v'yerla means miyesel yesed psiyas gasas lohayi reis l'stalek up. That's it before. Yeah. So mafsig v'yerla dashim alei l'yir until you get him to go into the city. Either derech, get him on the road, he'll know his way. If you get lost in a vine field, is masik v'yerla, masik v'yerid. You can cut down the branches to go up or to go down. Shiyal l'yir, until you find yourself in the city. Or l'derech, until you find yourself on the road. Now, my v'chein, what's the chiddush of you? Like Chita, Rasha Chita, maishne'iyu michavrei. Why are you different than your friend? You're telling me that if you see your friend lost in the vine field, you're allowed to help him out. And so if you get lost there, pshit, you could help yourself out. If you could help somebody else out, so of course you could help yourself. What do you have to tell me? My v'chein. So Gemara says yes. Now the time I would have thought to say, chaveru hu diyoda leichi misalik denifsik, that your friend, at least you know where you're taking him. Like if your friend got lost, so you're helping him go up, go down, you know what you're doing. Avul hu, but if you yourself are lost, you're the only one there and you're lost, the loyoda leichi kosalik. You don't know where you're going. Like anything you cut down, who says it's going to help you? Nobody's there to tell you where to go. So maybe lanivsik, nahadri nahader, beimitri. Then maybe just go backwards and try and find some boundary, try and find some place, but don't cut down. Rashi says yakas svivos mitri akromim loyav b'toychon. Like maybe you have no right then to go through the vine field, but go around it, go around the borders. It's a long road, but you have no right to go through if you don't know exactly where you're going. Kamash v'lon, still no, you're allowed to do it. Lamaisa, even you, if you don't know your way through, you're allowed to walk through and keep on cutting down the branches until you get to the road. Mara says, "Hold your Raisu. Is this only a takana from Yeshua? This is mid Raisa. The time you will learn. Hashavas gufa minayin. We know there's a mitzvah hashavas aveda. If somebody loses something, you have to return it. How do we know if a person gets lost? Hashavas gufa. If somebody's lost in the street, here the guy's lost in the vineyard. How do we know there's a mitzvah for you to save him? That you have to return him." Talmud loyma vashivuhu, that vashivaisoi. He has to return mashmi even he himself. So the person gets lost, it's a mitzvah mid raisa to return him. Rashi shivaisoi, vaisoi as gufoi. Mashma shim toyach avercha to tzorach la lois la derech. If a guy's lost someplace in the forest, you have to help him out. So much like this. The raisu de koyi be mitzri. Mid raisa, it's only if you koyi be mitzri. Rashi says, yakis rivos mitzri akromim. Like if you want to go through the vineyard field and you don't know how to go through it, so you have no right to go through it. You get lost there. Like a pila, don't go through it, but rather walk around it. It's along the road. That's what you have to do. But also who? But Yeshua came and takona tikein the mystic v'yer the mastic v'yer. No, he made a takona that you have a right to go through the field, even though you don't know the exact way through. Still, you have a right to go through. Then his last takona was. If somebody dies in your field and there's no relatives there to mace mitzvah, so he has a right to be buried right there in your field. Or Reminu have a kasha. Is this true? It says Hamoitzi mace muta v'istriya. If you find a mace lying down in the Rishus Rabbim, Rashi says istriya means Rishus Rabbim. Tez dayanama. It's 16 amos wide. Is mefaneyu liyamin istriya. Move him to the right side of the Rishus Rabbim. Oil is small history, or else move him to the left side. If that's if you find him in the middle of Rishus Rabbim, you can't just leave him there. So you have to move him either to the right or to the left. Sada bur, let's say you find an Sada bur. So Rashi says, Mikan li istriya. So the Sada near Mikan, let's say you found again the mason of Rishus Rabbim. Now the two sides of Rishus Rabbim, one has a Sada bur, means an uncultivated field, and one has a Sada near that was just plowed. So therefore, what should you do? Is mefaneyu the sada bur? The Gemara says, put the mace on the sada that was not cultivated, because the other sada that was already plowed, like don't ruin it. So therefore, put him on the other field that wasn't worked over yet. What about sada near the sada zora on the two sides of the Rishus Rabbim? One field was just plowed, but the other field was already seeded. The seeds were put in already. So again, mefaneyu the sada near. put the mace now on the sod that was only plowed and not seeded yet. Because for the other field, there'd be a bigger loss. Hoyushteyem boris. Wasn't going to be both fields were empty, were uncultivated. Shteyem niros. Both of them were plowed. Shteyem zruyas. Both of them were seeded already. Then you have a right to move the mace wherever you want to. So Akol Ponim, Rashi says, Alma, what do we see from here? That loikona mekaymai. You're not kind of the mokum of a mace. The kona mekaymai, because if he's kind of his place, so then motzi balhat soda, shall yamin v'shal smol akvei. The chura, if it's kind of its mokum, so really it's supposed to be buried wherever he died, so then the person on the right side, the left side, has a right to stop them and say, don't bring him into my field. Listen, he was mace, he was just a rabbin, that's the place where he has to be buried. If there's such a takana that a mace mitzvah is kainam a kaimai, then what does it say here? Move him to the side, to the, one of these two fields. Each one, the owner of the field, should have a right to say, nothing doing, I don't want him in my field. So Moran says, Omerav Devoy, Bemutol al ha-meitzar, mitoich shenitel lefnoisoi, b'vaneil lechomokim shiyutza. Here we're talking about that his mutl is lying on the meitzar, on the boundary. That's where he's lying. Rashi Allah made say muto b'roichev aderech to yovin a mehila molov oisei taras etzmeis. It's not so what Allah made say means here. It doesn't mean the boundary. He's lying mamish on the path road of the street. That the kids see can't bury him here, because if you bury him right here, that's everybody walks over. So people carrying tires will become tummy. So in such a place where he fell dead, mamish in the path road where people go through, there we don't bury him. That's why we move him to the side. But other places, we bury him exactly where he was maced. If he wants to, if they want to, they have a right to bury him there. So therefore, mitarch shenitzel lefnoisei, since in the case where he was maced on the meitzer, we have to move him away. So therefore, mefaneyo lechol makom shiyutz. You can move him wherever place you want to. For the Gemara, Amri asara, hani chatzori heaven. How do you say there are 10 takonis here? Lechur, there are 11 takonis here. Why do you say only 10 for? So Gemara says, Mahalchin b'shvili rishus shloima yomra. This one that you said that you let him walk through the shvil of rishus, that wasn't from Yeshua, that shloima melech made. Kedatanya, like we learned, harei shekolu peirosim min asoda. If the peiros of the field were you finished already, v'yena maniach b'niyodim likonas b'teich sadeyu, and still he doesn't let people go through his field, like he's a stingy guy. Even though there's no reason why not to, there's no more fruits there, still he doesn't let people go through it. What do people say about him? What enjoyment do we have for such a person? Or what are the brios doing bad to him?
Like they're not ruining your field now, so why don't you let the people walk through? And all of our kosovaimer on him, the pasuk says, somebody should be doing good. Don't do bad. So Mara asks the question: does it say such a pasuk like this? Does it say mi yois toiv atikri ra? Somewhere it says in yes. There's a pasuk in Mishnah that says im ksiv haigavne ki haigavne says like this: al timne toiv mi bolov bi yois liel yodecho. I don't hold back good from the owner if you have the possibility to do.
That is less terror. That this last takana, this takana was not from Yeshua. This takana was from Shloimeh. The Shloimeh said this pasuk in Mishnah: al timne toiv mi bolov. And why not let people go through your fields? For the Gemara writes, there's two lekas, there's no other takonis. For Yehika there is, for Yehika the Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda's takona. The time you will learn, Rebbe Yehuda, Oimer, Pishah, Soitzoaz, Volim, the time when I take out the Zevel, or the Moitzi Zavel, Rosh Hashanah. You have to take out the Menurah, Rosh Hashanah. For it's served and bunch it up, Kol Shloshim, all 30 days. Today, Shehe Nisha, Baragli Yod, Baragli Behema. In order that the people should step over it. So you have a takon, you later bring out yimnur to Rosh Hashanah, in order that people should step over to make it into good manure. Shall manas kein himchu Yeshua Yisrael asaret. On this condition, Yeshua made a tanai of coming into Eretz Yisrael. So you see, you have this tanai also. For the Mar Vayikah is another one also, the Rabbi Yishmael ben Noshe Rabbi Yechon Bruka. The Tanya, Rabbi Yishmael ben Noshe Rabbi Yechon Bruka Oimer. Tanoi Bezdin, it's a tanai Bezdin. Shiezeh Yorin L'Toyach Sodach Adairoi. You have a right to go down to your friend's field. The kite says, Shochai Shochaveroi.
You let it cut down. You have to cut down the branch by your friend's field. Lahatzel Nechil Shaloi. To save the bees, like the beehives. All your bees from your field went into your friend's field and is on his branch. So you let it cut it down to take back to save your bees. And v'noisim le d'mei shrucha shechaveroi. You only have to pay your friend the value of that branch that you're cutting down. So that's another tanai bezdin. And another thing is tanai bezdin hu sheyehezeh shofach yeinoi u'matzel dushne shechaveroi. In a place where honey is more valuable than wine, and you're holding a barrel of wine, and your friend has a barrel of honey, and your friend's barrel broke, so you're allowed to spill out your wine in order to save your friend's honey. For notul d'mei yeinoi, and he has to pay you for the value of your wine, mitech d'ushana shechaveroi. You take the honey to the amount of your wine. So that was also tanai bezdin. Another thing is tanai bezdinu, sheyehezeh mefarek es eitzov, v'toyim pishtoyne shechaveroi. That if on your donkey, let's say you are carrying wood, and your friend was carrying pishton, and his donkey died, so you're supposed to like take off your wood, and instead help him carry his pishton home. And v'noitel d'mei eitzav mitech pishton shechaveroi. And you could take from him the value of your wood from his pishton, from his flax. Shal menas kein hincha Yeshua Yisrael esaretz. On these conditions, Yeshua gave Eretz Yisrael to Klal Yisrael. So you see, there were more tanoim that Yeshua made. So the more answers is b'yichidoy loy kamrinan. These were set over b'toras ha'yochid, like it says the Tanya, Rabbi Yishma b'noish and Brichim Abrukaimer. He set over these last tanoim. So therefore, these were not included in the brisa before. The brisa before was only stama, what 10 stam tanoim that were brought down. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding off Pei Beis Amud Aleph. Again, I'm still in the middle of the Shiloh that so far we had that there are 10 takonis that Yeshua made. Now the kasher is